If you've decided to take on the challenge of cooking a Thanksgiving turducken, it's a long and complicated process involving more meat than most people eat in a whole month. But New Orleans expatriate Ben Helprin knows his way around a stuffed turkey.
Throw down there. Gotta get the coals hot so it doesn't put them out. 36 to go.
The kitchen at Augusta Restaurant in Oxford can't be more than 200 square feet, and it's filled with the smell of wood smoke. That's where head chef Helprin has spent the past week filling 87 turducken orders.
And I decided to do the turducken for the family one year. Somebody said, oh, we should try it as a special, so we tried it as a special, and then, oh, we should try selling them, and then the next thing you know, I think we sold 100 of them the first year, so it was a little bit crazy.
Each turkey has to be carefully deboned without breaking the skin. And then, with a nod to his training in New Orleans kitchens, Helprin adds layers of cornbread stuffing with andouille sausage, cuts of duck, more stuffing, and finally, chicken breasts.
This is some of the New Orleans stuff that we like and miss, and this is some of the stuff that I know from growing up here in the Midwest.
Helprin has sold turduckens every Thanksgiving for the past 3 years, and now he makes them for Christmas and the Super Bowl, too.
We keep going, and as long as people want them, I'll stop and make them.
While Helprin commands the kitchen at Augusta, his wife Jerry manages the front of the house.
The work is never done.
In 2004, Jerry and Ben met while working in restaurants in New Orleans. A year and a half later, their homes and their city were destroyed in Hurricane Katrina.
It was rough, so went to each other's house and got what little we had left and what could be salvaged, and it wasn't very much, so.
They moved back to Chicago, where Ben had grown up, but on a road trip through Iowa to visit friends and family, they heard about an old building for rent in the town of Oxford, population 800.
He had told me about a restaurant that, or an older building that was just adorable and was a restaurant, so I said, let's go and at least check it out. No investors or anything like that. The rent was very reasonable to start up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of gamblers, I guess. Didn't really think of it that way, but after a while, it's like, I guess this is kind of a gamble. Ooh.
The Helprins will celebrate Augusta's 6th anniversary in January. Ben says Oxford is the smallest town he's ever lived in, but the community here keeps them going.
And, you know, they've supported us over the years, which is why we've been here so long. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have been able to stay and get kind of snowed into this town.
Even though the snowy months ahead are a lot colder than winters in New Orleans, the Helprins say they'll continue to serve up Cajun fare off of Highway 6 in eastern Iowa, as long as the travelers keep coming. In Oxford, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.